John chapter 8, verses 31 to 59. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? And the prophets died. Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. As in Luke and in the Pauline epistles, the question of the identity of the true sons of Abraham is a very important one within the Gospel of John. Jesus addresses the Pharisees as those who were, as it were, only slaves in the house of Abraham, who would one day be removed. They're also described as children of the devil, seed of the serpent, a brood of vipers. The question, who is our true father, is answered with the one we take after. And the logic of verse 42 is very similar to the logic employed in the epistle of 1 John, for instance. Verse 1 of chapter 5 being one example. Jesus' argument about slaves and sons in the house of Abraham is like Paul's allegory of Hagar and Sarah in Galatians chapter 4. The Jews that he's in conflict with take after the devil. They don't take after Abraham. Abraham was the faithful one who obeyed God. And if they were following after Abraham, they would receive the one that God sent. Just as Abraham received the men who came to visit him in chapter 18 of Genesis, so they would have received Christ. But they don't. They reject him. And as a result, they display that they are no true sons of Abraham. Their true kinship is revealed by the fact that they seek to kill Christ. The devil himself was a murderer from the beginning. It's an interesting way to describe Satan. Perhaps if we were going to describe him, we'd think primarily of pride or of lying. But yet here he's described in terms of murder. He's the one who tries to destroy the image of God. He's the one who tries to bring people to death. He can't create life, but he can try and destroy it. He's the one who seeks the power of the grave, the power of death, and to use that to destroy the good things of God. The Pharisees may be insinuating here that Jesus is a bastard son of a Samaritan, as the Samaritans challenged the Jews' claim to be exclusive descendants of Abraham. Also notice that the Samaritans received Jesus earlier. There's an irony also to the questions that they ask. Are you greater than our father Abraham? Yes, he is. He is the one who is the greater son of Abraham, the true heir. He goes on to declare, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. When did he see it? Perhaps in the vision of Genesis chapter 15? Or maybe he's talking about the encounter that Abraham had with the angel of the Lord in Genesis chapter 18 and 19 and 22. These are important themes within John's gospel. The great appearances of God to his people in the Old Testament are all Christ. Christ is the vision of God that Moses had on Mount Sinai. Christ is Jacob's ladder at Bethel. Christ is the appearances to Abraham. Christ is the glorious vision of Yahweh that Isaiah saw in the temple in Isaiah chapter 6. Christ is the great I Am. And not only is Christ the one through whom all things are created, he is also the one who has been active throughout all of Israel's history, now made flesh, dwelling among us, and revealing his true identity. As Jesus claimed to be God himself, it should not be surprising that they tried to execute him. He declares that he is the I Am. Not merely claiming some sort of pre-existence, angelic status, or the power of some lower deity, he is identifying himself with God himself. God has come and visited his people. And John 8 both begins and ends then with failed attempts at stoning. A question to reflect upon. Reading the Gospel of John, a great deal of attention is given to themes of truth-telling, of witness, of lies and false witness. What are some of the ways in which this chapter juxtaposes lies and truth, revealing their contrasting character in the process?